story. But he started like this. He said, I will tell the story like the story of the children, because I could bring it down to these three fellows, because this is the basic of the personality. Now let's see what will happen. Yes.
The blind man said, look, an army is approaching. I see what people they are and how many.
Do you know that? Any of you, any feeling? Oh, pity, because tonight I have that special feeling. Don't you have the feeling of a blind fellow who says, I see an army coming? Don't you? And a stupid fellow who is always talking about enemies. We have enemies. They are coming. He doesn't see anything, the fellow. But always. Have you seen these people? In history, you will find a lot of big politicians like this. They always talk about the enemies. And whatever you do is because of those enemies. These are blind people. They don't see anything. But they see the army coming. Yes?
The deaf man said, yes, I heard their voices, what they are saying openly and secretly.
You see? The fellow who doesn't hear anything, but when it comes to enemies, I know the enemies, I know how they're thinking, I know how they're planning, I know how to fight them. Yes?
The naked man said, I am afraid they will cut off from the length of my skirt.
Man, in that secret dharam, this is something that a politician could say. I have so many secrets in my pocket, but I don't bring it out because it's not good for the situation. What is this? I give you one example. This is what in human being is, because we see what we want to see, but we talk about everything. We hear what we imagine, and we hear what we talk about everything, and at the end we are worried about the stuff that we may lose. Practically we have nothing, we are naked, but maybe I will lose some chances, maybe I will lose some opportunities. These are these silly people in this version of this story. Yes?
The blind man said, look, they have come near. Arise and let us flee before the blows and chains. Yes, says the deaf man. The noise is getting nearer. Come on, my friends. The naked man said, alas, from covetousness they will cut off my skirt, and I am unprotected. They left the city and came forth, and in their flight entered a village.
Means what? Remember, we talked about a civic fellow and a peasant. We talked about civilization and the old tradition of agriculture, time and all that. Remember, we said, what is the role of the tradition? To bring in all the good words, which are just lies. Doesn't work when you go really in the village. But bragging about it, talking about it, because you could change the history the way you want it. I don't mean the history of the country. Even the history of your life, you will change it. You talk differently about yourself. Here we say, these three people, thinking like this, they left the city. They didn't go in the wilderness and all that. They went to that village I was talking about, because they were fooled. Yes?
In that village they found a fat fowl, but not a mite of flesh on it. Abject. A dried up dead fowl and its bones, through being pecked at by the crows, had become bare like threads.
So they left the city, they went to the village, but the situation is still the same. They got a very big fat chicken with no meat at all, and everything works like that in that village, yes?
They were eating thereof as a lion of his prey. Each of them surfeited like an elephant with eating it. All the three ate thereof and grew exceedingly fat. They became like three very great and big elephants. In such wise that each young man, because of fatness, was too stout to be contained in the world. Notwithstanding such bigness and seven stout limbs, they sprang forth through a chink in the door and departed.
You see what happened? Pay attention, because this is strange stuff. They have a secret. He told you, right? Be ready for that. Here he said, okay, they arrived, okay, they ate something, they became very big, but they could pass through a narrow gap over there, because when they are moving, actually, they are not moving. The situation is the same. Yes?
The way of creaturely death is an invisible way. It comes not into sight, for it is a way with location. Lo, the caravans are following one after another through this chink, which is hidden in the door. If you look on the door for that chink, you will not find it. Extremely unapparent, though so many processions through it.
Okay, what was all that? Look at it. There is a paragraph, right? In this paragraph he said, now I want to tell you the story of the stupid people of Saba. But you should hear it like the story of the children. Pay attention. There is a secret behind all of this. You should be careful. Then he said all these strange stuff, right? Now what? Now a serious fellow should be say, okay, now what should I do? I should understand all this secret. What is this secret, this strange stuff? This strange stuff which finished in a very special way. Suddenly, he explained one thing only, and that was that little stuff, that big or small, they could pass through it. What was that joint? You're not listening. He said, that is dying. Death is like that. It doesn't matter if you're big or small. When you die, you go through it. Where does it lead? No one knows. Nobody knows. And death is a part of life. Which part of life? Oh, the part that this one is thinking about. Remember, the brain, the logic, is made to defend the ego. He says, but this ego could pass through that joint which is invisible. How many people we have seen, they went through this joint? But look around for it. Could you find it? No. That joint is invisible. Nobody knows when and how death will come. It's not always cause and effect. It could happen like that. Let's go ahead and explain everything to you. Be careful. Yes, explanation now. Oui.
Explaining the far-sighted blind man, the deaf man who is sharp of hearing, and the naked man with the long skirts.
Means I told you a story from the children for these three fellows. Let me explain them to you now. Yes.
Know that hope is the deaf man who has heard of our dying. He has not heard of his own death or regarded his own decease.
Aha. The first fellow. The first fellow was a fellow who will hear a lot of stuff, but doesn't hear the major one, right? Said, okay, this is your wish. What is your wish? What do you need really? What do you pray for? What do you need? He said, when you think about what you wish and things like that, you think about the death of the people. When you choose a partner, you think about the death of the partner, when you see someone, you will categorize it, how long is he going to live, but you don't see your death. That's the first fellow. Yes?
The blind man is greed. He sees other people's faults hair by hair and tells them from street to street.
Mm-hmm. That's your greed. See? Your greed is the blind fellow in you. Okay, look at your greed. What do you see in your greed? Is that when you're greedy, you see everything in everyone. Of course, I'm not talking about their car, are we? We're talking about the inner attitude and that kind of stuff of humanity, right? Okay, said, look at you. When you look at the people, what do you see? Shortcomings. Everybody has a shortcoming, except yourself. When it comes to your shortcoming, you don't look at it at all. Because, of course, you don't have shortcoming. That ego, inflated ego, doesn't let you. Yes?
His blind eyes do not perceive one mote of his own faults, although he is a fault finder. The naked man is afraid that his skirt will be cut off. How should they cut off the skirt of a naked man? The worldly man is destitute and terrified. He possesses nothing. He has dread of thieves. Bare he came and naked he goes, and his heart is bleeding with anxiety on account of the thief. At the hour of death, when 100 lamentations are beside him, his spirit begins to laugh at its own fear. At the moment, the rich man knows that he has no gold. The keen-witted man, too, knows that he is devoid of talent. Like a child's lap filled with potsherds, for he is trembling for them, like the owner of riches.
Uh-huh. You see that the third fellow was a little bit more complicated. The first one was your wishes. The second one was your greed. The third one is, you think that you have a lot to lose. What do you have? You have nothing. You arrived here empty-handed, and you will go empty-handed. That's the ridiculous stuff. Because you really somehow believe in ownership. You don't own anything. Yes, something could be lended to you. Something could be momentary yours. That momentary could be, let's say, a couple of years, a couple of decades. Then what? Well, of course, when you think about your house, it's yours, right? You never think about that house being someone else's after your death, which is going to happen. But you don't think about death when you're thinking about having. You want to have? To have what?
In the present.
He talked about it. You want to have everything, but not your death. You don't think about that one. This is as simple as it is. That naked fellow is a fellow who thinks that he has a very good dresses and he is afraid of. When you look at the people, who is afraid of poverty? Who is more afraid of poverty? Poor people! Rich people, they are not. They are afraid of poverty, but they are poor. They're afraid of losing something, but they don't have anything. They think about that part of it. But all of it comes to the material stuff. Do you remember there was this reality? What there was? The real stuff, which is not this simple, funny reality. He says, listen, the best way to understand it, look at the children. in my time,